In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that we are the light of the world, and that a city set upon a hill cannot be hidden. So we first have to ask ourselves, do I try to hide my faith? On one hand, of course, we want to say no. But we can ask ourselves, what do we do when we're out in public? Do we pray when we're at a restaurant? Do we allow ourselves to be seen with a crucifix on, or whatever it may be, a miraculous medal perhaps? Or do we try to hide who we are from others? Do we just try to fit in with everybody else, just wanting to be like them because we want to be accepted by them? If that's the case, then we're not being the light. We're trying to hide ourselves. The Lord has put us upon a mountain, and we don't want to be there. And so then we ask ourselves, well, what would that look like? Well, if we think about what that would imply, no matter what we do, no matter where we are, we have to allow the Lord to be shining through us. Someone who is very deep in the life of prayer cannot hide that. You can see it from a mile away. Those people are giving light to everyone around them. They don't even have to say a word. Just their very presence and the way they carry themselves is an example to everyone. And just as our Lord said in the gospel, the light is put upon a stand, so it gives light to everything in the house. It's exactly what those kind of people do. They give light to everything around them. They affect everything around them in a positive way. Unless, of course, somebody wants to be in the evil things, then obviously it's going to affect them in a very negative way. But otherwise, it brings the best out of all of us. It raises all of us up to be able to see if we're living in that kind of a way. That's the kind of holiness that God is desiring from every last one of us. And so again, we can ask ourselves, is that what people see in me? Is that the kind of light that I'm bringing into the world? That kind of peace, that kind of joy, that kind of holiness? That's what the saints have done for all these centuries. And it's what every one of us can do by the grace of God. But it can only happen if we're united with the Lord. And that can only happen through a deep life of prayer. Now, granted, obviously, yes, we can be united with the Lord simply meaning we're in the state of grace. But there can be somebody in the state of grace who maybe isn't very holy, isn't very deep in prayer. But yes, thanks be to God, they're in the state of grace. But God isn't asking the minimum from us. When we look at everything that our Lord teaches, he wants the most from us. So he's not interested in saying, be as slightly holy as you can possibly be. Barely eke yourself into the state of grace and see if you can hang on to that. That's not what he's asking. He's asking us to burn with the brightness of his glory, with his light, in a way that cannot be hidden. He's asking us to affect everything around us in a positive way because we're bringing him into that situation. That once again, as he pointed out, that people would see and give glory to our Heavenly Father. So it's not even a matter that we have to be doing all of these things. Just bringing Christ into these things, people will give glory to our Heavenly Father because they will recognize it's not us, just as they recognize that with the saints. Anyone could have recognized, for instance, that when Mother Teresa of Calcutta walked into a place, everything adjusted. simply because of her presence. And you can go, wow, that Mother Teresa, she was great. She'd be the first one to tell you it had nothing to do with her. It was the Lord. She brought Christ into everything, and that's what affected everyone around her. You and I can do the same thing. And it wasn't simply because she became so well known and famous and therefore everybody knew who she was and that's why she had that kind of effect. She had that kind of effect for decades before anybody even knew her name. It was the holiness that affected people. And that's the same thing that can happen for you and me. If we are united with the Lord in the depth of prayer, that's going to change us. And if we are changed and we bring Christ into everything that we do, that's going to affect everyone around us in a positive way. That is what it means to be the light of the world. He's the light. Let him shine through you. The only way he can shine through us is if we're united with him and we're getting ourselves out of the way, so that we're not putting anything in the way, no barriers, no blockages, and then his light can shine through us. So the Lord is calling each of us to a deep and profound life of prayer, to a profound life of holiness, not a little bit, a lot. Now the question is, are we willing to be that city set upon a hill? Are we willing to be the light of the world? Are we willing to allow him to shine through us? Are we willing to bring him into the world so that he can affect everyone and everything wherever we happen to be?